Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
It's curious how the left is imbued with behavior they claim to find abhorrent. Where to start? Many on the left claim that if you opposed Barack Obama for president in 2008, it was because you were a racist and refused to put a man of color in the White House. The charge was that you were looking at a man based on the color of his skin, and that, of course, did make you a flaming racist. Even if you explained to the self-righteous liberal that you hated his policies and what he wanted to do to this country, it had nothing to do with any of that stuff. It always came back to his race. You could have stated that you really liked Condoleezza Rice and what she brought to the Bush administration. You could have stated you were impressed with Herman Cain, but what it always came back to was the fact that you opposed Barack Obama because he was black. Now, that made you a racist, period. End of story. Now, every talking head on CNN and MSNBC state that the reason Kamala Harris was forced out of the presidential race was because she was not only a woman, but also a woman of color. Now, forget that she laughed at her own jokes like the Joker and that she wanted to use executive power to take away legally held guns. The irony, of course, was that the people being accused of rejecting her because she is a woman of color were the very people in her own Democrat Party. So the party that spawned the KKK was raising its ugly racist head again. Is that it? Very curious. When Barack Obama was president, you could not attack nor refer in any negative way to the First Lady Michelle Obama nor her two daughters. Attacking the First Lady during Obama's tenure would have been, you guessed it, racist. The media fawned over her. Anything she wore, no matter how horrid, was seen as the latest fashion trend. Michelle Obama could say or do nothing wrong. She was the best of the best. No one ever compared to her. Jump forward to Donald Trump's First Lady Melania, and the media hates her. She can do nothing right. Whatever this ex-model wears, it's absolutely horrible. Left-wing talking heads and comedians even enjoyed attacking her accent. They said they couldn't even understand her. They wanted to know why the president allowed her to open her mouth. She decorated the White House in red decor one Christmas and was attacked for mocking the woke television series The Handmaid's Tale. How could she? This year, her choice of color for Christmas decor was green and had a patriotic undertone. No problem. CNN and MSNBC talking heads simply attacked her for the coat she wore. She tried to speak about the dangers of addiction to an auditorium filled with students in Baltimore, and she was booed during her introduction and during her presentation. The media came to her defense and condemned the board of students, right? No, of course not. The mainstream media all but ignored it, and when it was mentioned, it was just mentioned in passing. In other words, why dwell on the First Lady trying to do the right thing? And given that most of the students were black, criticizing them would have been seen as, you guessed it, racist. Critical comments about underage children of presidents are supposed to be out of bounds, right? Well, when they're the children of Democrat presidents like Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, that's true. When it comes to Donald Trump's son, Barron, that is not true. He's fair game. It's curious how the left is imbued with behavior they claim to find abhorrent. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.